Advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitRenLake.com and EnjoyRenLake.com. BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody, Chauncey here, and boy, it's finally getting some little bit warmer at night, and I'm getting excited. Last weekend they're out turkey hunting. It was 32 degrees outside. That's cold bunnies out in the woods, if you ask me. But you know what? We've got a really good show planned for you today. On this week's program, we're going to have the winners of the IHSA sectional tournament that was held last Thursday from Bussy Lake Main Pool in the Wheaton-Warrenville school. It's called Wheaton-Warrenville South High School. Adam Dorn and Colin Jamin are the two anglers that caught 9 fish total all day. They were culling. They came in with the top load of fish. Congratulations to them. And, after them, which is, we could talk with two young anglers all day, but then we're going to be talking to another person. And with so many people buying new boats now, really first-time boaters, I'm glad to see it, but you know what? It's just like a car. You have to learn the safety rules and a number of things to do before you get in the boat, turn it on. And we're going to have Tim Derry from the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. He comes on every year about this time. And we're going to be talking about boating safety and other items that new boaters should do before they go out boating this season. And you know what? It's also a good idea for seasonal boaters to be reminded about what you need to do before you go out boating. We all get a little rusty over the winter, or maybe the winter was added on with COVID, but we all need to be a little bit sharper about boating safety. And I do mean there are more boats out on the waters than I have ever seen in my entire life. We will then have in our last segment of the show, of course, the Aiden Fishing Report from Western Michigan for my grandson, some outdoor news, and other more fishing reports for you to enjoy of what's happening in the great outdoors. So kick back, pour yourself some coffee, maybe have a sandwich if it's later in the day and you're listening to us later, and enjoy the great outdoors with Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We'll be right back.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities, from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Be, you know.
There's your hoe out in the sun.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you know what? It's May. The May apples are trying to grow. Morels are in the woods. People are chasing turkeys. But what are we doing right now? We're out at Bussey, Maine for one of the IHSA sectional tournaments. And we are having a field day watching the anglers. And I'm with the successful anglers from the Tiger Bass Fishing Team of Wheaton Warrenville South High School. It's a long name, isn't it?
Yep.
I'm once again, your first name?
Adam.
Adam, what did you guys do? I mean, your total weight was 9-something?
Yeah, it was 9-some. I don't even know what it was. Yeah, nine pounds. Just over 9 pounds.
How did you plan this? What did you do?
The start of the day was super unsuccessful. Our first fish was at 11 o'clock, and then after that, they just started rolling in.
Okay, and don't tell me a bubblegum-colored plastic worm. What were you using?
We're using chatterbaits. Yeah.
Chatterbaits, and obviously that's what they were zeroing in on, right?
Oh yeah.
How do you practice for this event?
I mean, this is a lake that we fished before, so we do know that they've been biting on chatterbaits before, and that definitely helps.
It does. It does. Now, what time was that first fish that you got?
It was 11:30, about 11:30, yeah.
So you had a couple of hours of nothing.
Yeah, not a single fish.
We're calling depression on that, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was bad.
And then, boom, first fish. Now, who was all in the boats with you?
So it was Coach Lawrence and then Coach Welsh, and then it was just me and Colin on the boat.
And did you guys have a pretty successful day then? It was five fish total, right?
Well, five fish for the bag. I think we caught nine total. Yeah.
Really? Just remember, there are no fish in the forest preserves, okay? That's what people are going to tell you. And you keep telling them, okay, no problem. That means more for us, all right? That's going to be true. So chatterbaits, shallow, deep, whatever?
It was transition from shallow to deep. We were looking for inclines, a lot of change in depth of water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Colin, you were with him freezing out there, right?
I mean, for me, the adrenaline, once we started catching fish, you know, any cold really didn't bother me. So at that point, I wasn't even bothered by it.
Did you find a pattern like they were hanging in tight to the weeds or tight to not weeds, but tight to any brush in the water? They're in like 2-3 feet of water. What were you finding?
You know, so we struggled to get a pattern at first, but then once we hit like this hour where we just had like a really good bite, we were catching a lot of them like right off of shore, like as soon as it hit the water on the weed edge, a few off some wooden points, but for the most part, just kind of tucked into shore.
So nine fish is pretty good out here, buddy. And, you know, I will have to tell you, I'm quite impressed by that. Same thing, chatterbait?
Yeah, chatterbait, yeah.
Was it really a chatterbait?
Yes.
I'm not saying that you guys are lying to me, but, you know, you are a fisherman, you know. Yeah. Well, he goes, yes. Colin goes, yeah. Hey, but, you know, you're going to be going to the state now, down in Clinton. How are you planning to attack that lake? Because that could be a tough lake some days.
Yeah, I mean, there's not too much you can do to practice for fishing, so I think it's all about, like, you know, getting to know the lake, you know, checking the weather conditions and all in all, just, like, studying the fish and their behaviors and, you know, kind of matching up everything that's going to line up.
Mm-hmm. Now, you pulling the maps out of the lake, trying to find some ideas and things like that? You going to do that?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a cool thing to do. I know you guys can check out all the fishing reports and all kinds of things in that area. So that would be another thing to try to do. Now, how many members of the team are going down there?
I'm not sure. I think maybe just the two of us and two others.
Couple alternates?
Yeah.
Yeah. There. Well, that'd be cool. You, since you're standing here holding the plaque, I mean, are you looking at picking up any tips or how are you going to attack going down to Clinton?
We do have a day of pre-fishing, so I'm just going to, you know, utilize that and try to find a pattern as best as possible and yeah, use that the next day.
I bet you're going to be throwing chatterbaits when you go down there.
Perhaps chatterbaits. We might mix it up, but who knows?
I get a kick out of using bizbaits. I like bizbaits, and I have a lot of success with them. So that's pretty cool. Now, the two of you and two or more alternates, what's it like the coaches, working with these coaches for the last year that you've been, you know, with the fishing team and COVID and everything else in the world?
Well, with the time that I've known the coaches, it's really nice to, you know, have someone instructing you and helping you. It was, you know, we're decently good at fishing, I'd like to say, but we've never worked with each other before. And finding a pattern and working with each other as fishing partners, it's helpful to have a coach to guide you.
Oh, it is. It is. And it's not so much they're teaching you the fish. They're teaching you the subtleties, the difference, the this. Work this at this point. Try fishing this area now. You know, look at that. Because I've learned through too many years of marine biology was the more you study the science of the fish, the better fisherman you become. It's not so much that you read. I mean, there's nothing wrong with reading the articles about, you know, Rapalas and this and that. But the more you learn about the fish, that's what's going to get you to catch more fish. And that's going to be important. Did you enjoy, Colin, working with all the coaches?
Yeah, I mean, I joined in kind of late, and all the coaches are just super accommodating. And like Adam said, like, you know, fishing, you need to be like decent with it, but like when it comes down to it, without the coaches, like we wouldn't be able to, you know, get as good of a bag as we did.
No, no, you would not at all. Question for you. You've got this plaque. It's going to go predominantly somewhere in the school, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And is are the principals going to take whatever lowest grade that you got and bump it up two levels?
I really hope so right now. I really do.
You really hope so?
Yes, I do.
Colin, what about you?
Yeah, that would be a great option. Would not mind it.
I thought if we throw it out there, they may get the idea, you know?
Yeah, I hope so, definitely.
Well, I just want to congratulate you two guys on this great job doing this. Wish you all the luck down in Clinton, because it's, like I said, it's always a tough lake to fish, whatever time of the year you go down there. And you, your coaches, is there anybody else that you want to say thank you for that has just helped you get along?
I mean, my dad, just for getting me into fishing. He's what started it all. And yeah, now look at, we're out here fishing tournaments. So
that's cool. And of course, you, Colin, you know this too. You can get college scholarship money for fishing. Now, to me, you got my interest on that. Colin, do you know that?
Yeah, yeah, it would be great. Yeah.
Well, if you're looking at McKendree, give me a buzz. I know the guy down there. You know, we could have a conversation to get out of there. Well, once again, congratulations, guys. Both of you did a great job. Wheaton Warrenville South High School, they won the sectional at Bussey, Maine. There's another sectional that was going on at Bussey Lake, and then there was a third one going. They're going all over the state of Illinois. So it's going to be a tough run. It's going to be a good run. Congratulations, guys. Stay out of trouble, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week
or camping, or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say, hey, we want some crappie.
Hey, we want some crappie.
Let me hear you say, hey, we want some crappie.
Hey, we want some crappie.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the phone with me, you know, when I heard he was calling, I said it must be May, it must be Safe Boating Week coming up. We've got Tim Derry, who is part of the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Chauncey. How are you today?
I'm doing okay, having fun. I have to talk to you, not just about boating safety, this everything that's going on out there with people buying boats and this and going crazy, and you know, you can't get to a boat ramp without getting a ticket to get in line. Tim, what's going on?
We certainly didn't expect to see this at the onset of the pandemic last year. It happened in the RV industry, it happened in the auto industry, and it certainly happened in the boating industry as people were looking for different ways to go out and relax. Boating sales went crazy. The amount of boating going on, and like you said, at boat ramps. And this, I do my personal boating up in western Wisconsin, and it was the same thing there. Probably the busiest in the 30 years I've been going up there. It was last year to go and try to get a slot and launch my boat and pull it back out again at the end. But that translates to some concerns. And that is, you buy a boat, they throw you the keys, or you buy a boat from a private party, and you throw in the keys, and you put it in the water, and you kind of learn by as you go along. And that's, I think, a bit of a recipe for problems.
It's a recipe for disaster.
It is.
You know, and I think you're 100% right, because these people have been thrown the keys. If they're first time boat buyers, you know, so they don't have any knowledge of it. Now, and I'm not saying that all people are bad, but what I'm saying is, it's not, you know, you had to go through classes, you had to learn stuff about driving a car. When you're, you know, navigating a boat, that's what it's called, driving a boat. You don't. It's different. It doesn't turn like your car. You're susceptible to the wind. You're susceptible to this. You have to check things out. There's a million things that you need to think about before you just turn the key and go, right?
It's kind of like flying an airplane. It's not bad when you're going in a straight line up in the air. It's getting off the ground and getting back on the ground. Same thing with a boat. How do you get away from the dock? How do you get back to the dock? How do you launch the boat? How do you retrieve the boat? A lot of the things that I teach when I teach boating safety classes are preparing to go out, how many things that you need to address before you even leave the house. And those are things that people need to think about, especially the inexperienced boater needs to think about.
Well, exactly. And you take, first of all, if you take a class and pass the boater safety class, I don't want to say 100%, but almost 100% of your insurance companies will give you a discount off of your boat insurance.
They will. I can't guarantee that either, but I can tell you from experience that I have owned a boat now for 22 years, and or boats, I should say, and the minute I took my first safe boating class, I've had a consistent, I think it's 10% discount that I get.
Yeah. And
that's a good deal for the insurance company, by the way. If for only 10% they can get you to go out and take a safe boating class, they're putting their money in the right place.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, how the buoys are out there. And you may say, well, you know, there's no big buoys out on Lake Geneva. But no, you have no wake buoys. You can't be within, make a wake within certain number of feet from a shore. There's a bunch of things that, as a boater, you need to be aware of. You have to, I just, it's an infinite number of things that you know, Tim Derry here from the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary could go through with me, and we could do probably 3-hour show on it, but it's just the safetiness of enjoying boating, because there's nothing wrong going out and having a great day, but when that great day turns into a tragedy, it's going to taint it for life.
It will. What started out to be a pleasurable experience becomes, you know, could become a tragic experience.
Mm-hmm.
And the water is unforgiving. Lake Michigan is unforgiving. It is a big, big body of water. I just was reading an old book the other day that somebody had sent me referring to the Great Lakes as the Eighth Sea. I have European friends who come over to visit, and they'll talk about, you know, do you ever get out of the ocean out here? And I go, it's not an ocean, it's a lake. And they go, it may be fresh water, but to us, it's an ocean. But you can also run into problems on inland lakes. I ran into a problem years ago on an inland lake when the weather suddenly picked up and turned on us. And I learned that the period of time it takes to get people to get up off the bench and dig out and find the right size life jackets and those life jackets, and then have everybody try to put them on for the first time, is an eternity when you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So,
as a matter of fact, I've got to tell this to you. The past weekend, I stopped over at Lake Geneva, and just to, you know, see how it was, and stopping, I was talking to one of the people that is in charge of the boat ramp area, and he said to me, he said, yeah, some guy just bought a boat, first time taking it out. And we have the rescue boats going out there because he forgot to put the plug in.
Well, what I like to tell you, in my lifetime, I've never forgot to put the plug in, but I'd be lying.
Mm-hmm. But yep. there's always something out there.
Marina always put it on my key ring.
Yeah.
At the end of the year in a plastic bag. It wasn't on my key ring. I said, well, it must be in the transom.
Mm-hmm.
And my son says, boy, the boat handles rough, Dad. I opened up that engine cover, and it looked like a big Maytag wash machine.
Oh, my gosh.
And anyway, the reason I didn't find it is because instead of tying it to my key ring, they had placed it in the bottom of a cup holder, and it was sitting under my bottle of pop.
Oh.
So.
You learn every day.
Shame on me.
You learn every day. Hey, you know, but it's safe boating week, and it's not just, you know, we're talking about safe boating, but it's, you know, anytime you're out there, whether you're, you know, boating, skiing, sailing, I mean, you know, it's kayaking, you know, there's so many different things that you need to be aware of to enjoy boating, isn't it?
There are, and the one common denominator, regardless of how good of a swimmer you are, regardless if you're the high school swimming champ or a middle-aged triathlete, your chances are so much improved if you wear a life jacket. Because the problem is, people don't understand, at its warmest point, Lake Michigan gets up into, what, the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
It's still 25 degrees below your body temperature. So if you fall in suddenly, unexpectedly, I should say, fall into the water, the first thing, your first priority is to gain control of your breathing, because you didn't plan on falling into the water. It's not like you know, got a running start and ran off the end of the dock, held your nose and yelled Geronimo. You fell into the water suddenly. Having a life jacket does all that other work for you while you're getting control of your breathing. Lake Michigan water is almost always hypothermic water. The question is, as you go from this time of the year up into, say, July and August and then beyond, at what point do you become hypothermic?
Yeah.
Hypothermia, of course, reduces and eventually eliminates the movement, you know, in your joints and in your extremity. I got to tell you something. If I can't move my arms and my legs, it makes it really, really hard to swim or tread water.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a specific period of time that you've got useful body movements to keep yourself above water. That responsibility is 90% lessened if you have a life jacket on.
Mm-hmm.
It is really a simple solution to take away all the risk. No different than putting on a seatbelt in your car.
Yeah. I was on a canoe trip up in Michigan one year, a number of years ago, and the young adult in the bow of the canoe, we were, you know, it was mid-June. The water was cold. They had a cold spring, and something happened, and he wound up flipping us into the river. And, okay, so there's nothing, you know, wrong flipping into a river. I mean, but the water was so cold, my leg muscles cramped immediately.
There you go.
And if I was thankful I had a life jacket on because I had one of those inflatable ones that, you know, when it gets wet, it goes boom. And I floated and I was like, oh my gosh. I was so amazed that in seconds, the two legs, it was just like cramped up. I couldn't even stand up for a few minutes after I got to shore.
Sure.
And I was like, wow. This is why you wear a life jacket. And I always say, you don't wear a life jacket for yourself. You wear a life jacket for your friends, your family. I wear a life jacket so I could talk to Tim two or three times a year. That's why I wear a life jacket. It's because of all my friends. I wear it because of my dogs, because I want to pet my dogs. It's not like you're doing it for you. You're doing it for everybody you like, love, and enjoy the outdoors with. Tim. If somebody wants to learn more about boating safety, the U.S. volunteer to become part of the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, because you can always use more help. And, you know, how can they do this?
There is a one-stop web address. It is cgaux.org.
You want to repeat that?
Story master website.
Okay. Repeat that website again.
cgaux. So CG like Coast Guard, AUX like the first three letters of auxiliary, .org.
Cool.
And that will answer questions. If you wanted to visit a particular auxiliary unit, you can put in your zip code. It can tell you where to go or who to contact. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to have your a vessel safety check done on your boat,
yeah. You
can request it there. If you want to take a boating safety class, you can request it there. It is literally a one-stop resource for the public and our membership alike.
Right.
And it is based on geographics, so the minute you put in that zip code, it's going to, you know, hit you up with people in your neighborhood mm-hmm. as opposed to halfway across the country. You know, I've said this before, and actually got me a job on our national recruiting staff a couple years ago. I don't think there is a better volunteer gig than what I do with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I do it as a couple, and it has become an enormous part of our circle of friends, almost like a huge family that we're involved in.
That's cool. Well, Tim, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and talking about boating safety here during the month of May, because it's an important thing, not just for the people who are out recreational boating with your family, skiing and all that stuff, but it's for the canoers, the kayaks, the hunters, the duck hunters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Boating safety starts before you get on the boat and ends after you get off the boat, right?
It absolutely does. Chauncey, would I be able to extend an invitation, please?
Sure.
Today, May 22nd, is the opening day of National Safe Boating Week, and we always observe it. Well, not always, because of last year we weren't able to. But with an open house event at U.S. Coast Guard Station Wilmette Harbor, which is located in Gilson Park, very near the Baha'i Temple, the Sheridan Road Bridge in Wilmette. And that will be open to the public from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'd love to have people come down. We'll have different tables set up, different activities set up, tours of the station, tours of the active duty and auxiliary patrol vessels will be in the water. And we'd love to have people come out and join us for the day.
I've been there. You need to go, everybody. Load them up. Wear your masks. Get out there. Load them up. Okay, cool, Tim. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks again for having you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's bizbait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to visitsunsetcountry.com. That's visitsunsetcountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Like a fool, what a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you know, there's always a long honey-do list someplace, but you know what? I have to get some of the stuff done on a honey-do list. Why don't you get out and do a little bit of fishing or take a little hike in the woods with some of your friends and just enjoy the time of being in the great outdoors. Like I said, you can't pass up when you get good weather. You just can't. I mean, and I just love that it warmed up. I don't care if it's raining or anything. Just because it warmed up, I'm ready. Okay, let's get into outdoor news and some fishing reports. The state of Michigan is taking a warning, everybody, that the gypsy moth caterpillars, those are those caterpillars that you see just ripping the leaves off. I mean, it's some people call them tent caterpillars. I mean, they are just voracious eaters, and they'll take leaves down. And gypsy moths are like guinea pigs and hamsters. They eat and they poop, and that's all I'm going to say, okay? Let's just say they're doing a good job of fertilizing the woods. But these things can really wipe out a foliage area in the forest. So you just, you know, be aware of them, be cool, and, you know, make sure that you take a lot of showers if you're walking in the woods a lot, okay? But there's going to expect a lot of gypsy moths in the state of lower peninsula of the state of Michigan this summer. There's going to be a ton of them. Hey, this is pretty cool, though, from coming out of our friends in Michigan. Next time you catch a trout or salmon, remember to check for a clip to see that adipose fin has been clipped off. That's that small little fin that's behind the big dorsal fin on its back, if the salmon and trout have them. But if it's clipped, that means that there's a small tracking device that was inserted into the head of that fish when it was in the hatchery. Here's the cool thing. Through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Great Lakes States Initiative, they're doing this to salmon, Chinook salmon, Atlantic salmon, brown trout, and lake trout, also steelhead. But this is what I love. You have a chance of possibly winning $100 if you turn in that head. Yeah. So what they're doing is, because they can't have people in all the harbors and all the ports to collect the heads of these fish that have that adipose fin clipped, they're going to take all these, you know, things for research. They're going to take your name and address. If there's more than 33 people that turn fish in, we're going to put everybody's name in a hat, and then they're going to pull out 33 names, and each one of these people is going to receive $100. I like that concept. This is such a cool thing that they're doing, and I really, you know, give them a lot of credit. I think this runs to, you have to have it submitted before November 1st. Yeah, I just looked it up. It was November 1st, and this is such a cool thing that if you could win $100 for
maybe catching a salmon out of Lake Michigan if you're on the Michigan side of the state. I love that one. Our buddy's up in Wisconsin. I was talking to one of our friends who teaches ATV classes, and that's the safety class, and they were saying that they're very, very concerned this year. So far this year, there have been 12 fatalities of people operating an ATV and those UTV, the utility vehicles are called, utility terrain vehicles. There was only 8 of them last year. This year we've got 12. And that's really a high number. It should be zero, anything. But most of these accidents were caused when they checked out the research, when they did the research on the accident, they found out the operators were not safety certified, were not wearing a helmet, were not wearing a seatbelt. You know, there's a reason there are safety rules and safety items on things. And while ATVs are, I love riding them, I love driving them, you have to be careful to not injure yourself or possibly cause an accident for the people around you. That's a very, very important thing. Here's a couple of tips that he wanted me to mention on the show. He says, never consume alcohol or drugs before or during your ride. Wear a seatbelt and a DOT-approved helmet, one that's going to protect the melanin there, okay? In addition to a seatbelt and helmet, wear some kind of protective clothing. Such, you should have something on your eyes. You should be wearing long pants, a long-sleeve shirt. Many people say just jump on it when they've got their shorts and T-shirts on. It's like, you know, there's safety rules in a motorcycle, too. You should have long pants. You should have boots. I mean, these are just safety items that will keep you around, like wearing a life jacket on the water. It's a, kind of, we've talked a lot about safety today, I guess. Remember that, you know, in Wisconsin, there's a lot of up and down hills and things like that. Please be careful when you're going, you know, traversing some of these hills, because it is just very, very dangerous. And know before you go, ignorance is not an excuse that you didn't know that law. Know all the ATV and UTV laws there. It's a very important thing. And I think if once you do, you'll realize how much more fun you can have on these items. I just think it's a great sport. It's a great thing to do. But let's just all do it safely. Okay? Now let's talk about our fishing reports. Well, here's the first fishing report brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. It's my grandson Aiden's fishing report for the West Michigan. Grandpa went bluegill fishing, but we caught crappie instead. So I guess we were crappie fishing. Kid must be listening to me too much. But he said the crappie were in shallow waters by weeds, and the bluegill were just slow, so we just caught crappie. Allison's mom and dad fished Grand Haven, and they caught a few salmon and one lake trout in between 30 and 95 feet of water with a blue and orange spoon. They said when they were in the harbor, there were no perch to be found. Dad and I stopped by the Grand River that we like to stop and see my old buddy friends. We saw a couple of walleye caught above the dam at 6th Street by those guys using night crawlers and minnows. But we did not get any, so we went bluegill fishing. Oh, that's right. Okay, I understand where we went bluegill fishing. Roger's parents and him fished Muskegon. The salmon fishing was slow, and they only caught a few fish out in the lake with orange and green spoons. They gave up on salmon fishing and went into Muskegon Lake, and they caught some walleye down near the channel and the Coast Guard station. Just a couple of fish using blade baits. Uncle Tom went out of Ludington for a bunch of lake trout straight out and then a little bit south of Ludington Harbor. He said to me that most of the fish were in 45 to 90 feet of water. 55 to 70 feet was kind of like the sweet spot, as he calls it. He likes his sweet spots, Papa. A couple of steelhead were also caught. He said the guys on the pier were complaining it was real slow when he was holding up his fish as he went through into the harbor. Hope to see you soon. Maybe next week. I hear you're coming up to Michigan. Love, your fishing magician, Aiden. That's my grandson's fishing report. I never know what he's going to say, but I always have to give him a little bit of weekly credit here. Well, let's talk about some local. Now let's hear from Captain Tony on Lake Michigan.
Hey, good morning, Chance. How are you?
I'm doing fine, buddy. What's happening on the big pond?
We're still getting cohos. Now we're seeing some rainbows, some more Lakers. The cohos are shifting offshore right now with that cold, couple cold fronts we had come through.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 160, 170. Some guys are catching a few near shore in the teens, but they're pretty scattered. But if you find the bait, you're going to find the fish. Still peanut flies are working with little double lot dodgers, a couple varieties of spoons. There are some big kings around. And, you know, like I said, once you find the bait, stick with the bait because usually the cohos are not far off of that.
Cool. As a matter of fact, I know that you know, midweek action, there's a lot less boats on the lake. But, man, you had a couple of groups midweek that you took full limit full complement loads of fish in less than 2 hours. That was unbelievable.
Right, right. The fishing's hot and heavy once you find them. Mm-hmm. Took a picture with 18 fish on the rack before I had to clean them, you know, because mm-hmm. got to clean them. And we ended up with two more. I'm like, oh, that'd be nice, you know. And we turned and we had eight rods go, and we took seven of them. And mm-hmm. we finaled up with a five-man limit.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
Once again, Tony, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to get a charter, especially for a great midweek program, what do they dial?
Call the office at area code 847-838-2037. All my pricing information is on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com. And if no one answers the phone, please leave a message. Someone will call you right back.
Sounds good. And what are you all yelling, Diamond Ghost Charters?
Hey, Fish on.
Fish on. All right, take care, Tony.
All right, be safe out there, everyone.
That's Captain Tony, everybody. Northwest Indiana, a reporter, Tyree, said he was working out of Gary Light and just going from there to Michigan City, not all the way, working 40 to 60 feet of water was the best spot for salmon and trout on dodgers and spin doctors. And spoons took a lot of fish. Cook County Forest Preserves, we're seeing a lot of activity going on there. With the warmer weather, and this weekend is only going to be magnificent in my books. Golden roaches, medium, small minnows are things to go with. Crappie moved a little deeper, but the weather, they should pull back as it warms up, and then they'll shoot back out. Bluegill are not on the beds yet, but when they are, you can get a kid along the shoreline can have the best time of his life fishing, as well as an adult like me. I love it. Up down by Wren Lake, a lot of rain has been keeping anglers off the lake, but those wearing smart, good rain gear have been picking up some crappies off the 154 road by that bridge. And then they're still working the South Meacham and the North Markham, rather. South Markham and North Markham. The breakwall at North Markham has been very good for a lot of crappie. Everything else has been fair to good. Bass, catfish activity, a lot of anglers like that. But they're hoping that the rain stops for a few days and then people can get back out there. It's been wet down there. Go to enjoyrenlake.com for more information on the area. Channel Lakes. Bass are acting in a pre-spawn mindset. Those crappie are in the deeper cuts mixed in with a couple of walleyes. They said a couple of anglers said they were fishing for crappies but going a little deeper and they popped a few walleyes. Nothing wrong with that. That was in the deeper channels you can find. And it's warming up. The bluegills should be going on the beds. This weekend might be the weekend to be catching bluegills on the chain. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Lake Geneva, my buddy Dave Dewey, he sent me a little report, and he said you're going to find smallmouth bass that are suspended 8 to 10 feet down over 20 feet of water. Some of the better locations have been Knollwood and the Yacht Club. Fishing's been a little bit tough, but that's okay. It takes a while for the lake to warm up. Most success has been casting small jerkbaits or slowly reeling in a Caitlin grub. Crappie fishing has been relatively good. The best location has been off by the Bible Camp and Gage's Marine. Best depths are been 8 to 10 feet of water. Small shiners fished with a slip bobber. That's the key. Don't even think about anything else. Out of Delavan, bluegills and crappie are your one and two fish right now. 2 to 4 feet of waters, leafworm, small nightcrawler pieces. Crappie are also pretty good going on pretty much all week, the reports I got. Fish seem to be in that pre-spawn pattern. They want to go and spawn, but they can't figure out what shade they do it or not. Small shiners beneath that bobber. That's, once again, all you need. Largemouth bass, boat docks, shallow water. The key with them is look for sandy bottom areas. Don't look for rocky bottoms. Sandy bottom areas, because that's what they're looking to find to do a little bit of spawning. Bass, just flat out, not bass, but walleye, flat out slow. Don't, you know, it's just not happening.
My friend Derek was fishing Big Green Lake. So the water temperature is still in the 40s, but it's in the upper 40s. Smallmouth have been transitioning from the deep holding spots and working up into the 12 to 16 feet of water. That's a good sign. He says we should start seeing them with getting them on jerk baits, blade baits. Umbrella rigs is what I would definitely try right now, Chance. He's catching a few largemouth bass in the back channels and shallow bays because the water is a little warmer there. And bluegills, they're just hanging by those piers, but they have not started their spawning process. Fremont, Wisconsin. For those fishing in the town of Fremont, they said that Saturday was a kick beep day late in the afternoon. They were catching a mixed bag of fish during the day. Nothing really exciting, but then, man, the white bass turned on, and it hasn't shut off since. They were getting big white bass. A couple of people caught 80 white bass in literally a couple of hours of fishing. It was hot, heavy. Minnows on jigs or rigs with dragging night crawlers close to the bottom was a key to go with. Wolf River, the water temps dropped a little bit. White bass action should improve, but that's okay. We're seeing some... In Hayward, crappies are spending around the weeds in the depths of 15 to 20 feet. Jigs and minnows dressed, on those little jigs could do quite well. I like that cubby mini mite a lot. Bluegills hanging at about 20 feet hitting waxies or small pieces of night crawlers. Largemouth bass just off the weeds. Any kind of wood you could find, but once again, in the bays where the water is warmer. Plastic jigs, spinner baits, smallmouth bass, I would definitely look for rocks in depths around 20 feet. Live bait, swim baits will work also. Small minnows on jigs. Perch, a little slow right now. Nothing to get excited about. So, I mean, you can't, what can you say? They're doing okay and stuff like that. But, I mean, wherever you're going to go, I mean, we've got a good run of good weather, it looks, according to the weather people. Probably well into next Wednesday or Thursday, I'm hoping. So this might be a perfect time to get out, enjoy stuff, and just be part of the outdoors. We seem to be losing a lot of good people that we enjoy the great outdoors with. And I can hear the flute playing now. And this week we lost a good friend of the outdoors. He worked with many a youth in scouting and up at Owaspe Scout Reservation. His name was Mike Campbell. We all called him Buddha. And he passed this week. So he will always be remembered in our hearts. And I like to... Tell you the Tuscarora proverb from the Tuscarora Nation. They are not dead who live in the hearts they leave behind. They are not dead who live in the hearts they leave behind. That goes for Mike Campbell, all of our relatives, our family, our friends that we have lost that have gone before us. Well, it will always hold them in our hearts. Hey, you know what? We'll see you next week. Where? Right here. On Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.